This is Diane Roberts bringing you some fresh new writing from Florida State University. Here's Leah Casorla, PhD candidate, on why you should learn to read music. Pay attention now.
First, introductions. I'm a PhD candidate, English and Hebrew teacher, cantorial soloist, and lead singer of Bagels and Biscuits. I've been singing on stages since I was six. I've studied opera and jazz. I'm also slipdexic, as I like to joke, if mildly so. But I didn't learn to read music until my mid-30s. That's wrong. My family couldn't afford piano lessons, but we had a piano. My mother helped me teach myself a little. To this day, I know part of Minuet in G from memory. Still, I didn't learn to read music until I met my husband. He teaches piano. When he started teaching me, I calmly explained my dyslexia. He calmly explained that with advanced degrees in English, I'd find a way to learn to read dots and lines on lines and spaces. I learned. When I finish my PhD, I'll continue. Learning to play piano teaches the basics of music, seeing, listening, history, theory, and on a piano, all the notes are right there. Once you learn piano basics, moving into any instrument is simpler. Music needs no excuse, but how about kids who study piano do better in every subject? They build coordination, get better grades, get in less trouble in high school. Why? Because music teaches discipline, empathy, as does literature, and a willingness to fail while learning. Adults literally grow new parts of their brains. Children do too. And even a slipdexic kid like me can learn to read music, can learn to be disciplined, which helps all forms of learning and work, can learn to listen. I don't care whom you or your child study with. I care that you study, no matter how late you start.